There is a moment in life that is largely unknown to heterosexual people, and that is the process of coming out. People who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer know what it is like to admit sexual orientation to another person or group of people. And Southern Oregon is the base for the Coming Out Project, a collection of personal stories about the process of coming out in the LGBTQ community. You can find it online at comingoutproject.org, and you can find its founder right here in our studio. Graham Sheldon is the founder of the Coming Out Project and sitting right across the table from me. Graham, good to see you.
Much.
Thanks for joining us. Gina Duquesne is here with us as well. She is the founder and president of Southern Oregon Pride. Gina, always a pleasure to see you.
It's good to see you again also.
So, Graham, how did this get started? What's the basic idea?
Well, it actually started about a little over 2 years ago. I was talking to my therapist, and we were talking about my experience coming out 30-plus years ago. And what we were talking about was the impact on me of what it felt like to go through that. And at that time, it was a very different world. There were no, publicly known gay people. The only one was maybe Charles Nelson Reilly in Center Square, and that was conjecture. But
Elton John.
Well, he wasn't out yet.
Oh, really?
Right. So, and coming out back then usually meant risking your job. It usually meant risking your relationship with your family. And, when I was talking with her about it, we realized that the young people these days who are going through this are living in a completely different world. And so wasn't it a shame that the experience that we went through is being lost? And so I decided to create this project so that the experiences that we have as a community, because our communities is changing at an incredibly fast pace, don't get lost as we grow older.
Gina, do you think it's far less of a struggle now, far less of a big deal, for lack of a better term, to come out these days?
Well, I really believe that it depends on where you are in the world. It really does depend on where you are. On the West Coast here, it's more accepting to be who you are. I love seeing the transgender children being accepted and things being opened. And the possibilities for the youth now are just truly limitless, I believe. But if you are in Africa, if you are in the Midwest, it can be difficult. And there's so many pressures because of religion also. So I think it really depends, but we've come a long way.
I imagine it also depends a lot on who you come out to. And I'm curious, Graham, in your own story, I mean, you talked about the difficulties 30 years ago. Who did you come out to? Who did you tell first?
Well, my parents, and I was born and grew up in a very liberal household, and that experience coming out to them, it was positive in most ways, but they at the time they didn't know any gay people who were quote unquote happy in their lives, and so for them it meant they were very fearful for me in my life, and so. Mm-hmm. It was, I think, more difficult for them to support me than it is now for parents to support their children. And I'm happy that we've transitioned out of that kind of phase. So, but I think that it's just very critical that we don't forget where we came from. We don't forget the progresses that we've made. And I also think, to the extent that people who are 30 years younger than me look at me when I tell my story like I have a horn growing out of the middle of my head, 30 years from now, those kids are going to look back at these kids now and have the same experience. So this whole question of the moving target is going to be moving for generations, and that's what's cool about this project.
So the people who would be coming out now then, you talk about them seeing you as if you had a horn coming out of your head, is it just because it sounds so much more difficult than they think it needs to be in today's world?
I mean, I have literally had lots of people say, well, why did you have to come out? I mean, the idea that you actually weren't out at some point in your life is new to some people these days. And to me, that's shocking. So it's great, but it's shocking.
Gina Duquesne, what point have we reached in there? Because it seems like it was only about 15 years ago that if somebody outed you, there was still the sort of like, oh, my God, that was not information for you to release. It's information for me to release. But mm-hmm. in the context that Graham's talking about now, I mean, it sounds like people can be out from very early in life.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited when I hear those stories. And I believe that is progress. And we've made so much progress, but we still have a long way to go. And I believe this conversation right now is a pertinent conversation to let people know that it's okay, because some people still don't know it's okay. Some youth are still, you know, hiding in the closet and killing themselves and lying and not being their authentic self. So I'm so grateful that we've come this distance, and I feel the more that we do come out, the more visible we are, the better.
The more that we do come out. So it's still important, you think, to get to a point of saying, I'm
gay, yeah. I'm lesbian, I'm queer. Embrace that. Be yourselves. And I feel that's very important. Still, some people don't. And because for some people, there is still this stigma.
Gina Duquesne is the founder and president of Southern Oregon Pride. Graham Sheldon is the founder of the Coming Out Project, which is the focus here on the Jefferson Exchange, the process of coming out, admitting who you are if you are a member of the LGBT community, which was not always easy, as Graham has already detailed for us and as you've heard many times before. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with comments or questions or perhaps your own stories. 800-838-3760 to come in by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So I notice as I look at the website, it's, in the cyber age, you're not really from any place, and there's not a real Southern Oregon connection there. Is this meant to be a regional, even a national or global thing?
It's meant to be global, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we always envisioned that not only would this be a resource for people in the United States to come out and to research what it meant to come out, like to adult children or to church members or to younger family members, but also to, you know, imagine being a transgendered person in the Sahara Desert and feeling completely and utterly alone and being able to plug into this community and see you're not the only person like that and you're not the only person struggling with these questions, and that this project will become a repository for millions of experiences, not just for people who are gay, but parents who have gay children, friends who have gay friends, and church members who have gay church members, and what their experience was like.
Is there something of a group therapy element here, and a chance to know that, hey, there's somebody else like me out there, or as you say with the parents, a chance to connect with people who can perhaps understand things that they don't feel like they're being understood about now?
Yeah, I think there's a group therapy. There's also, especially now, there's also a group support issue here, you know, a feeling of support in troubled times and being able to plug into your community digitally if you don't necessarily live in an area that has a large gay community.
And so how will people be telling their stories on the Coming Out Project? I mean, there are so many ways that that people can save thoughts for posterity these days.
Right. And I think we're trying to accept as many ways as possible. Initially, right now, what we're doing is we're accepting in for curation stories told through social media or any of the other sites like that. We will quickly support direct submissions. Then we'll move into submissions of audio and written submissions and maybe even potentially physical submissions for, you know, things like marriage certificates and things like that, which are very important. It's a modern day museum that's being created upside down. We are allowing millions and millions of submissions to come in to create a community curated museum.
Is there nothing like this in existence yet? I mean, it almost sounds like you're doing StoryCorps at the Library of Congress, but with a very specific kind of story and not with the Library of Congress.
It's similar in a lot of ways to that project and others. I think the main difference here is many of those projects are very much targeted and curated. They go out and they find somebody that they think is an important member of the community. They dispatch a film crew. They go out, they do it, they edit it, they make it all sexy. We are taking raw submissions from millions of people. We are not going to edit them. We are not going to vet them and figure out who's good, who's bad. Look, honestly, some of these are not going to be great. But you never know what nugget of information is going to be amazingly important 300 years from now, buried deep in somebody's story from the Midwest that they just got on their cell phone and told.
Should this be a past story? In other words, should somebody not use the coming out project as the moment of coming out?
It's totally up to them. I mean, there are a lot of people who come out via social media, so it's something that's being done. I mean, people do need to remember in all of these kind of things, social media or this, that the whole world is going to see this when you put it up there.
So, Gina, give me a sense of what things are like in Southern Oregon. You mentioned that it can be an issue for people coming out now where they live, and mm-hmm. therefore the kinds of people who will be around them when they choose to come out. I wonder how big an issue you see this as being in Southern Oregon. If people would be fine with coming out in Ashland and maybe further out in the countryside, would not feel as comfortable doing so.
Well, I've been here for 10 years now. My experience is, since I've been here, I've seen such a change. I've seen so much acceptance, and how now across the United States we have marriage equality, and so many, and just SOU itself being so accepting. I feel right here in our backyard in Ashland, I think any youth, any person would feel the support and not feel any type of shame or resistance around it, because it's normal. It's, hey, I was born this way. And we all who are in this community are born who we are. And so to have that loving acceptance and to know I'm okay, that is so empowering, and I'm so grateful that I live in this community. Now, when you push it out a little bit, there might be another type of take on it. So I can't speak to that when you push it out, but I do feel like we have made progress. We have a long way to go. I'm grateful for Graham's project, because something that Graham brought up is this is a tool for people, for parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and friends to be able to go and say, oh, okay, and have some understanding and empathy about what this person might have gone through, and to be able to understand when their child says, Mom, I'm a lesbian. Mom, I'm transgendered. Mom, I'm gay. And to have that community, I feel, is important.
Graham, you made the reference to maybe in 300 years, people look back at this and mm-hmm. think, wow, things are really different back then. But how different does, for example, the time of the Stonewall riot in 1969, 48 years ago, how different does that look to the two of you? And I'm going to take a dangerous guess that you both were alive at that time.
Maybe. I won't commit one way or the other to that. I mean, yeah, as part of this project, I did a lot of research into that era. And, yeah, I mean, there were things that were going on kind of at a governmental level and at a local law enforcement level, which are shocking to me. Even, in my youth, they would have been shocking. So, yeah, I mean, it just is a testament to how quickly we have changed. And again, it goes back to why it's so important that we not forget that, because mm-hmm. I think the tendency would be for that to be forgotten. And, 100 years from now, most of that, the sense of what it was like back then, the sense of fear, the sense of hatred, the sense of being alone and not a part of a community, that would be lost, and that would be absolutely a shame.
Let us take a call. We are talking to Graham Sheldon and Gina Duquesne. Graham is the Coming Out Project founder. Gina Duquesne is the founder and president of Southern Oregon Pride. And we'd love to hear your story at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Vince in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi there. Yeah, I'd like to just share a little bit of my coming out process. I grew up gay in New York City in a very Italian-American Catholic family. And, heard both in school and around family gatherings about queers and faggots, and never really felt like I was free to come out in that environment, hearing some very negative things in my religious upbringing about homosexuality. And it wasn't until I was 30 years old and moved to San Diego for a job opportunity as a counselor for disabled people. And then I met the man of my life. We're still together 35 years later. We just celebrated our 35th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Together. And I thought, well, this is silly. This is ridiculous. Here I am, a counselor, and I'm hiding a major part of my life. And I didn't want to have a life with somebody where we had to hide this. And I decided to come out to my parents, but I knew I needed a little bit of help with it. So I went to see a therapist, as one of your speakers mentioned, to see what the process might be like. He himself was gay, and it really helped because you never know, you know, what could happen. You hear about both young people and older people whose families just abandon them, you know, and push them away and don't have anything to do with them, and I certainly didn't want that. So I wanted to know what to expect, and I went through counseling for about 3 months with this fellow, and it was really helpful. And my experience was to first come out to my brother and sister, and that was helpful, and they were very accepting. They had a lot of questions, but they were concerned that I shouldn't tell my parents, that my parents wouldn't be able to deal with it. So I went back to the counselor and discussed it with him, and he said, well, rather than doing it in New York, have them come and visit you in San Diego, see who your partner is, what kind of life you're living, and then decide whether it's appropriate or not. So it was a process that I went through, and it took about 6 months more to have that opportunity to have my parents visit. And my mother was really wonderful about it. She was very, very open to it and said she had a feeling for many, many years that I might be, and she really liked my partner, John, and she thought we had a wonderful life. My father was much more reserved. He was very quiet about it. But the therapist suggested a book, which I'd like to suggest to gay people. Mm-hmm. It's called Now That You Know. It was written many years ago by two mothers who found out that one had a son who was gay and one had a daughter who was gay. Right. And my mom read it and said it was really helpful. And no, she didn't have any questions. And my father said he tried to read it, but he couldn't get through the book.
Okay.
So it took a few more years before he was, like, really open to my partner, and they would call him their favorite son-in-law.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for the story, Vince. That's a great tale. But you know, the concept of a process, Graham, and it's a very different world now, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think that it's even more of a different world in the last couple of months than when we envisioned this project 2 years ago.
Why so?
Well, I mean, some of the changes that have occurred politically in this country. But we're being very careful. This project is multi-generational in term. So we as a community will not – we're not going to respond to what's going on in kind of a reactionary way via this project. This project is way bigger than the next 4 years.
More historical in a sense.
Correct, yeah. This is a bump in the road. Maybe an ugly bump, but just a bump. And we will get over it and we will emerge stronger on the other side.
So, well, I was going to ask about that, too, though. I mean, you got the Supreme Court on your side on marriage at the moment, but court members change over time. So, I mean, there have to be some political concerns, I would think, at the table here.
I think there are. I think that that goes back to the potential strength of this project, because as a digital community, as this changes, we can come together through this project and kind of discuss and vet and vent.
So how do people take part in the Coming Out Project? What do they do and where do they do it?
Well, you can go to the website, comingoutproject.org, and that explains the concept of how to create the videos. Right now, as I said, we're asking for submissions. We will fairly quickly actually have the archive itself up, so you will be able to look at videos, search them, do things like that. Right now, the bucket is empty because we haven't curated it yet. Mm-hmm. It's only about 2 weeks old. So, but
very new. Okay.
Very new, yeah.
But
so
you did hit the ground running. It looks like you have 501c3 status already.
Yes, and several trademarks and all that kind of stuff. So, yep. So yeah, the groundwork has been laid. So, but yeah, it is very young. But yeah, right now, go to the website. It explains how to do all of that. And as I said, we'll allow direct submissions into the project fairly quickly.
Okay. But at this point, people can go on social media and use the hashtag?
Correct. They just go on social media, post it, hashtag it, hashtag Coming Out Project, and then our servers will find it and pull it in.
So who is the intended audience? I mean, is it ultimately for just people in the LGBTQ community? Is it for
everyone? It's the entire world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's – I mean, we've even discussed the idea of starting to use this as a curricula base, so a teaching tool. Again, it is global. And so potentially there are ways this project could help other societies, other countries move the ball forward for rights.
You mentioned not curating yet, and it's just been up for 2 weeks, but have you gotten some submissions already then?
Yes. Yeah.
And have there been some surprises among those?
Yeah, I mean, there's always surprises. So the surprise right now is how great some of the stories are. It always surprises me.
Where do you see things going in the next year then? I mean, when you come back in a year and we talk more about how things have gone in the first year of the Coming Out Project, what would you like to be able to say?
Well, I'd like to say that we're needing to engage with some technology partners because, as I said, there's a bucket of these stories which is going to be terabytes big. So hopefully we can get some technology partners on board to help support that. And I'd like to see, you know, a good number of stories that are in there that are well curated, that have very good searchable terms, a good dialogue that goes back and forth among the community. You know, I'd like to see this project be something that is a legacy for not just myself, but all sorts of people in this community who are of that age where you get to the point where you look around and say, what am I leaving behind? And for me, that's one of the primary purposes for this.
Gina, it sounds like you're all on board with this from square one.
Well, I'm definitely on board. Anything I can do to support our community, and I look forward to seeing the growth in this. And something that I am very proud of our community is that there is so much support and there are so many possibilities. No matter what age you are or where you are in life or how lonely you might feel and so unique in who I am and no one else is like me, we are everywhere. And so I'm all about come out wherever you are. Okay. I'm all about it.
Well, the project will certainly grow over time. It is so brand new at this point, just 2 weeks old. It is the Coming Out Project. You can find it at comingoutproject.org. Graham Sheldon is the founder of the project. Gina Duquesne is the founder and president of Southern Oregon Pride. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.